CCTV can be used if you suspect that your staff are committing gross misconduct. Now, I have experience with my mother of being in three separate care homes. And I can tell you now that if anybody is sitting and they're going to stand up for the RQIA, first of all, who, when we raised an issue with them, basically told us to go to the ombudsman, they didn't even check it up. I mean, I can tell you a story which will probably shock the people that you have there, if you want me to tell you.
Go ahead,
about
Brenda.
My mother. My mother was put in their first care home. She had dementia, she took a stroke, and rather than her getting a physical disability, it pushed her dementia onto the next level. They put her in a locked ward in the city hospital, and she escaped three times. One of the times they found her in her slippers going towards Lisburn Road in December. So we were told she had to go into a home. We didn't have any choice. They wanted to get her out right away, so they put her into this particular home. She was in it for 2 weeks, and I got a phone call late one Friday night to say, just to let you know, she said, I wasn't going to bother you over the weekend, but just to let you know that your mum has been found in bed with another man. And I said, what do you mean in bed, on top of the bed? And she said, no, they were in the bed and they had no clothes on. And I said, I was flabbergasted because my mummy was the biggest prude in the world. And she said, look, come and see me tomorrow morning and we'll discuss it. So I rang my brother and my sister and we were horrified. The next morning, I didn't know what to do. I was crying my eyes out and I rang social services. And they told me what to do, what questions to ask and whatever. And they also told me to ring the care and protection team. We went to the home and I had made out a list of questions. And basically, the girl who was in charge of the home, I asked her how this had happened. And she said that the man had been on some sort of a program to decide whether or not he was suitable to come into this type of home. He'd only been there for a few days. The psychogeriatrician came in to see him on the Friday night and they couldn't find him. They searched the whole home and they couldn't find where he was. And somebody had said they saw him sitting, taking a cup of tea with mommy earlier on. They went to mommy's room. He jumped up out of the bed and he said, I haven't done anything wrong. Now, I don't know how he was able to even put that across, because my mummy at that stage didn't know what was going on. So he obviously had some sort of dementia to be in there in the first place. But so they couldn't find his trousers. They searched the room, wardrobe, everywhere, couldn't find them. They had to go to his room and get another pair of trousers and put them on him. So anyway, the next morning I asked, had this man been interviewed after this happened? And the girl in charge said, well, no, he was in a bad mood, so I didn't speak to him. And I said, well, how could you establish the facts of what happened? And she said, well, I spoke to your mummy and she seemed okay. Well, my mummy would seem okay because she doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, that must have been awful.
Awful wasn't the word. I mean, it nearly destroyed us as a family.
I'm sure. Where was the nursing staff, Brenda? Where was the nursing staff while all of this was happening?
This was a residential EMI unit. There are two types when you have dementia, William. You go into one, if you don't have nursing needs, you go into an AMI residential, which is a locked unit. Once you become to have nursing needs, then you move to an AMI nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
So this person, I asked how the man was monitored to show me the forms. She said they didn't have any forms. I asked, had she phoned the GP? She said, no, I never thought of that. I said, did you ring the police? No, I never thought of that either. She said, in fact, I only rang the manager of the home because when your brother came, I knew you were going to make something of it. She said, because I wasn't going to tell her until Monday.
And on this key question, Brenda, of the staff and what they were doing to protect your mother, who was a vulnerable adult with dementia, there were staff on duty.
Yes.
Where were they while this was happening?
Well, I asked her what was the timeline. When was the last time Mommy was seen? When was the last time this guy was seen? Where were the staff? She said the staff were giving out the tea. So they must have been all giving out the tea. I think there was only three of them. But, like, I literally... She said, I don't think any sex took place. And I said, well, how do you know that?
Do you think, just finally, Brenda, do you think cameras would have been helpful in preventing what happened to your mother?
Yes.
No question about that in your mind?
Absolutely no question in my mind. When I asked my mum what had happened, my mum told me that they had sex. She told me he was waiting in the room and that he took her clothes off.
Yeah. Brenda, thank you. I'm sorry to cut you short. This is such a sensitive issue for you, I know. And you've been terrific in giving us some of it without giving us too much in terms of the details of the home. We really appreciate you being protective that way. But that's an argument you've made for cameras.